They walked more slowly, ears straining for the faintest sound. Suddenly, in a clearing ahead, something definitely moved.
"Who's there?" Hagrid called. "Show yourself! I'm armed!"
And into the clearing came... was it a man? Or a horse? To the waist, a man, with red hair and beard. But below that was a horse's gleaming chestnut body with a long, reddish tail. Harry and Hermione's jaws dropped.
"Oh, it's you, Ronan," said Hagrid in relief. "How are ye?"
He walked forward and shook the centaur's hand.
"Good evening to you, Hagrid," said Ronan.
He had a deep, sorrowful voice.
"Were you going to shoot me?"
"Can't be too careful, Ronan," said Hagrid, patting his crossbow. "There's summat bad loose in this forest. This is Harry Potter and Hermione Granger, by the way, students up at the school, and this is Ronan, you two. He's a centaur."
"We'd noticed," said Hermione faintly.
"Good evening," said Ronan. "Students, are you? And do you learn much up at the school?"
A bit," said Hermione timidly.
"A bit? Well, that's something," Ronan sighed.
He flung back his head and stared at the sky.
"Mars is bright tonight."
"Yeah," said Hagrid, glancing up too. "Listen, I'm glad we've run into you, Ronan, because there's a unicorn being heard. You seen anything?"
Ronan didn't answer immediately. He stared unblinkingly upwards, then sighed again.
"Always the innocent are the first victims," he said. "So it has been for ages past, so it is now."
"Yeah," said Hagrid, "but have you seen anything, Ronan? Anything unusual?"
"Mars is bright tonight," Ronan repeated, while Hagrid watched him impatiently. "Unusually bright."
"Yeah, but I was meaning anything unusual a bit nearer home," said Hagrid. "So you haven't noticed anything strange?"
Yet again Ronan took a while to answer. At last he said,
"The forest hides many secrets."
A movement in the trees behind Ronan made Hagrid raise his bow again. But it was only a second centaur, black-haired and bodied, and wilder-looking than Ronan.
"Hello, Bane," said Hagrid. "All right."
"Good evening, Hagrid. I hope you are well."
Well enough. Look, I've just been asking Ronan. You seen anything odd in here lately? Only there's a unicorn been injured. Would you know anything about it?"
Bane walked over to stand next to Ronan. He looked skywards.
"Mars is bright tonight," he said simply.
"We've heard," said Hagrid grumpily. "Well, if either of you do see anything, let me know, won't you? We'll be off, then."
Harry and Hermione followed him out of the clearing, staring over their shoulders at Ronan and Bane, until the trees blocked their view.
"Never," said Hagrid irritably, "try and get a straight answer out of a centaur. Ruddy stargazers, not interested in anything closer than the moon."
"Are there many of them in here?" asked Hermione.
"Oh, a fair few. Keep themselves to themselves, mostly. But they're good enough about turning up, if ever I want a word. They're deep, mind, centaurs. They know things. Just don't let on much."
"Do you think that was a centaur we heard earlier?" said Harry.
"Did that sound like hooves to you? Nah, if you ask me, that was what's been killing the unicorns. Never heard anything like it before."
They walked on through the dense, dark trees. Harry kept looking nervously over his shoulder. He had the nasty feeling they were being watched. He was very glad they had Hagrid and his crossbow with them. They had just passed a bend in the path when Hermione grabbed Hagrid's arms.
"Hagrid, look! Red sparks! The others are in trouble!"
"You two wait here," Hagrid shouted. "Stay on the path. I'll come back for ye."
They heard him crashing away through the undergrowth and stood looking at each other, very scared, until they couldn't hear anything but the rustling of leaves around them.
"You don't think they've been hurt, do you?"
whispered Hermione. "I don't care if Malfoy has, but if something's got Neville, it's our fault he's here in the first place." The minutes dragged by. Their ears seemed sharper than usual. Harry's seemed to be picking up every sigh of the wind, every cracking twig. What was going on? Where were the others? At last, a great crunching noise announced Hagrid's return. Malfoy, Neville, and Fang were with him. Hagrid was fuming. Malfoy, it seemed, had sneaked up behind Neville and grabbed him for a joke. Neville had panicked and sent up the sparks.
"We'll be lucky to catch anything now with the racket you two are making. Right, we're changing groups. Neville, you stay with me and Hermione. Harry, you go with Fang and this idiot."
"I'm sorry," Hagrid added in a whisper to Harry, "but he'll have a harder time frightening you, and we've got to get this done." So Harry set off into the heart of the forest with Malfoy and Fang. They walked for nearly half an hour, deeper and deeper into the forest, until the path became almost impossible to follow because the trees were so thick. Harry thought the blood seemed to be getting thicker. There were splashes on the roots of a tree, as though the poor creature had been thrashing around in pain close by. Harry could see a clearing ahead through the tangled branches of an ancient oak. "Look," he murmured, holding out his arm to stop Malfoy.